This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
You're listening to The Informer on Joy 94.9. Last week, we brought you the story of a High Court case that's been going on for over 5 years. It involves a lesbian couple who had a child with a known donor, a gay man. After years of co-parenting together, the couple wanted to move to New Zealand, leading to the legal challenge. The High Court was asked to make clear who can be a parent of a child under the current law. Well, that case came down yesterday in favour of the donor. It's a case with big implications for queer families, and we wanted to get the legal lowdown on what it could mean. So we spoke to Christina Antoniadis, speaking counsel at KHQ Lawyers.
I think based on the circumstances of this case, the High Court, the decision was right in that the donor was always intended to be a parent. The problem with it, though, is the law as it stands doesn't clarify what's going to happen in circumstances where there's a sperm donor who does not want to play a role in a child's life. And at the end of the judgment, it actually says that the court says they're not going to determine whether a man who does nothing more than provide his semen, whether he will be deemed to be a father. So the impact of this case and this judgment is massive in that when the laws were changed in 2010, what they were trying to do was allow recognition of same-sex parents, namely lesbians. What it ended up doing, that legislation, is it precluded donors who want to have a co-parenting relationship from any acknowledgement at that time. Because the state legislation says they are not a father by virtue of the fact that they are a sperm donor. So the problem with this case is it's great. Yep, I think they got it right. But what's wrong is the legislation at the moment because it's too uncertain. And I think it's going to open floodgates for a number of potential donors that either don't want to be a parent, that could potentially be deemed a parent under this, as a result of this decision, or alternatively donors who were never intended to be parents that are now going, actually, I think that I want that recognition.
And
it could go both ways.
And this is a situation where we're only talking about known donors here, aren't we? So if you've donated...
We are.
And in terms of the legislation that you think needs changes, is that the Victorian legislation or the federal legislation?
Both.
Right.
So at the moment, Victorian legislation, and it's very consistent across the states as well, I should say, state legislation basically says donors, if you provide a donation, whether it's an ovum, so an egg, or a sperm donation, that person is not a parent for the purposes of that act unless they're in a de facto relationship with the woman that's going to carry the child. Okay, so if they were married to them, things like that. So that's very clear, state legislation. What the Commonwealth legislation, the Family Law Act, says is that if a woman conceives a child via artificial conception procedure, so via a donor, the woman is intended to be the parent, so is her partner, whether they're married or not. And the partner, it doesn't matter what gender it is. What the Family Law Act doesn't do is that it doesn't say what happens if it's a single woman. So as a result of that, what the mothers in this case were trying to argue is that, well, no, the state legislation is clear and therefore they're a parent. And what the donor was trying to argue is that the Commonwealth law trumps the state law, which it does under legislation. But the court said in this case that the definition of parent in the Family Law Act is not exhaustive. It's actually not there, to be honest. But it said it left it open. So basically, it was trying to be as exhaustive as possible without limiting it to two people. So it's very confusing on a number of levels.
Right. And why? So the court has left this question open. What would your advice be to whether it's couples who have children with a known donor or they're thinking about doing it or whether someone's a known donor? Do you have advice to people about what they should potentially do?
100%. Because it's so clear that this case turned on the intention of the parties and the role that the donor and our father played in this child's life, I would say without a doubt, if you're thinking about conceiving a child, especially if you're a single woman with a donor, you need to have a donor agreement which outlines the intention of all the parties prior to conception taking place, and then to go one step further and seek legal advice and get a lawyer to sign a certificate for each party to say that they've provided advice to that party about the implications for them at law. Mm-hmm. Even though donor agreements are not legally binding, they're the only document or only evidence you'll have about the intentions of the parties. Mm-hmm. And I think now, in the light of this case and the fact that the High Court has said we're not going to comment on what the status of a donor is who doesn't actually want to be a parent, I think that's just imperative. If we don't have that evidence, it could open up. Even if there was an agreed intention, they wouldn't be a parent. It will provide some level of protection in the event the matter goes to court.
That was Christina Antiniadis from KHQ Lawyers. KHQ does support Joy, and we appreciate that support enormously. And we also appreciated that breakdown of quite a complicated case. There will be some ramifications for that for a few people. But as Christina was saying, if you do have concerns or questions, the best thing to do is just to seek advice.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.